We're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach, and with me is Dr. Nick DeFault with the University of Florida. And he was on a panel this afternoon at the Growers Conference. The panel was entitled The Horizon for Research and Development. And Nick, your specific topic was on foliar and soil-borne diseases. What are some of the things that you told the growers here today?
Well, the first thing we want to do, and it's been kind of a main theme, I guess, through this whole conference, was talk about the weather. When it comes to diseases, we're always interested in the weather. And the biggest thing for fungal diseases, especially foliar and soil-borne ones, is moisture. So what we did in the talk is we talked a little bit about what we're seeing for moisture. It's kind of variable across the southeast. For instance, Florida, we had 21 inches of rainfall in live oak. But then you go just maybe 40 miles to the east or west, and it was 4 inches. So it can be very variable. But what we wanted to hint was is we have some areas that are in drought. Those areas probably don't have to focus as heavily on a leaf spot management spray program as we do with the other areas that are getting plenty of moisture at this time. Soil-borne disease-wise, usually we're talking about stem rot or white mold. And what we tried to show with some of the temperatures, we are warm. It sounds like we're going to warm up even more. We're hitting the soil temps probably between 80 and 95 F. We'll definitely in Florida and around Gainesville this week do that for sure. And with this moisture and our canopies overlapping, it's a good time for that pathogen to come as well. So what we tried to do at that point is move in to talk about what we need to do for assessing risk. We talked a little bit about Peanut RX. It's a very good assessment for risk early in the season, and you can still use it in the middle of the season. That's the best part about that whole program. Combine that with our weather data, start assessing what we have for problems in our field, think about how we want to manage this disease, go out and manage the disease, and then what I like to say is go out and evaluate what we did for our management. So go out, do you have early leaf spot? Do you have late leaf spot? Are we seeing flagging leaves for stem rot? See how well your fungicides did, see how much pressure you have, and it'll help you get an idea for what you can do for your next round of management. Some of the other keys that we were talking about was trying to think about what fungicide product to use. We have a lot, which is good. Not many producers or commodity groups can even say that, for that matter. We have so many different fungicides out there. It's great. It often gets confusing. Dr. Kemwright put out a really excellent resource about different spray programs. But the main thing I was trying to get across there is if you assess your risk, you can start to decide what you want to do for a spray program, decide how you want to make adjustments. We have so many products, they all work, they all seem to work every year. We're going to see some sort of yield increase, some work better than others. So it's about just doing an investment for your peanuts. Come out there, invest in quality products, get them on in a timely manner, and you're going to get good disease control. So after talking a little bit about that, I moved in a little bit more just to thinking about the basics of a spray program. And when we think about any fungicide spray program, our first basic is prevention. We want to get the spray on before the disease becomes an epidemic. Once it starts to take off, it becomes a big problem. We can't really cure this disease. You know, we can only manage it. So for leaf spot sprays, especially in areas, if you look at the drought monitor map, you can see where you were wet. You definitely want to have those sprays out. Don't delay them. We had an instance in North Florida where I'm going out and scouting fields right now, and you can see the ones who got their sprays on before Debbie were having better leaf spot control than who got it on after Debbie. So what that indicates a little bit to us is, you know, it's just a time. Don't delay. Get it out there when you can. Even if you miss that time, the ones that got them on afterwards are still controlling the leaf spots. We probably would see worse than what we're seeing if they hadn't sprayed afterwards. So get the leaf spot sprays out there. Look at the moisture. One other thing, AU peanut is good if they want to as well. That can help them manage for moisture. As for stem rot, I did see one field that had some flagging already, so we want to have those timely stem rot sprays. We're talking about more of your triazole, so Provost, Epiconazole, or Strobel Urine, like a Bound or a Headline might be useful in this situation. If you're really worried and you have a strong or high risk of disease, consider something like Convoy or Artisan. They're still what we'd call our top line fungicide. And you definitely want to rotate. So if you're using 3 sprays of tepiconazole or 4 sprays of tepiconazole, you might want to consider 2 sprays, something else, and then a 3rd spray. And that'll help us maintain our longevity for these fungicides. We don't want to lose them. We have so many. We don't want to start losing tools in our toolbox. And the last thing, and I kind of mentioned it, is I go out in the fields and I'll find disease. That's what we do as plant pathologists. We go out and we find disease in the field. So when you see some out there, you're going to see some. The fungicide programs are going to manage it. They're going to help us control it, but we're still going to have some disease out there. When we have good environments like we do, and we do have some of the pathogens showing up now, we're still going to have some disease. The main thing, let's just manage it with our fungicides.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you very much, Nick, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.